Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitove Institute Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host. Welcome to the Sofitove Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. I'm here in the Sofitove Studios in cloudy Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls. Hello, Marie.
Hello, David.
This week, if I look at the last few days, I've been engaged a lot in coach training. We have our, really for about 7 years now, we have our Sofitove coach training program. And whether through correspondence or telephone or in-person meetings, I've had the good fortune to be associating a lot with those who are either graduates of or in the Sofitove coach training program and talking about principles of transformative coaching. I really like, appreciate our coach training environment. It's a place, it's like a community to enhance our capacities to support and facilitate people's transformation. And those in the coach training community of Sofitove, they're people especially dedicated to understanding, grasping, mastering the principles and skills of transformative communication and using them, whether in their lives or as practicing coaches, to make a difference in the world. And I really greatly value that connection and that association, coach training, transformative communication. A theme of many of the talks has been, we'll call it, I think, maybe universal principles or drives. We are not a current events show. We are not a political show. Still, we've had some conversations that have related to Middle East stuff. So I've been noticing on the website, so what's happening in Egypt. So it's not about Egypt. We're not going to be talking about Egypt. Again, we're not a political show or a current event show. Still, in terms of our conversations in the Sofitove coach training environment, universal principles, from my perspective, Marie, what's happening there in Egypt, it's about that universal. Universal means it's not culturally determined. It's not like, oh, Americans are like that. Or if you're in Peru, then you're like that. Or whites are like this, and Indians are like that, Russians. Universal means all human beings, and we might even extend it to all living entities. So what's happening in Egypt seems to be that universal drive for autonomy. Now, you know, whether the protests, which we understand are messy and violent, whether the protests will actually achieve a greater degree of freedom for the individuals there, I don't know. And, of course, there's all sorts of analyses about it. What we're looking at is that there's that natural drive for full autonomy and expression. And there's some rebellion, protest, perhaps a major reform or revolution because there's a feeling of being suffocated, stifled that in this full expression of autonomy. And so this is a in coaching that this is what we're endeavoring to create an environment, whether it's in coaching or the Sofitove seminars, to create an environment where all of the talents and qualities and propensities and skills and knowledge and inspiration of the self, of the client, of the participant, gets to be fully expressed, to be fully expressed and manifest in the coaching environment, in the seminar environment, so that we take that into our life. We take that into our life, to all the environments of our life, to be fully expressed. And if we're not fully expressed, what's the chance of being fully fulfilled? You're listening to the Sofit Tov Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host. If you want to be on the show, call 805-285-9749. If you call and you want to participate in the show, get some on-the-spot coaching, press 1. That number again, 805-285-9749. Today, February 2nd, 2011, it's the first day of our 30-minute format, first day of our 30-minute format here in the Sofit Tov Radio Hour. Thank you for joining us. Also, we invite you to come in and write on the blog talk chat and share your perspective, share your agreement or disagreement, share your point of view here on the Sofit Tov Radio Hour. Write to us on the blog talk chat or call in. Call in and share your perspectives. We're talking about universal drives, human tendencies that are not human propensities that are not culturally determined, that are, we might say, universal. And that's really where we're endeavoring to focus. I know myself that I'm facilitating in a seminar or coaching. We might be talking about a particular topic, like your communication with your boss or your health or your marriage situation or your job satisfaction or whatever it is. We might be talking about so many topics, but at the core issues are those propensities. Everyone wants to be understood, and that's what we're endeavoring to talk to, that spiritual spark, and to draw out those intrinsic propensities that are always trying to be expressed, and just sometimes directed in ways that are frustrating and sometimes directed in ways that are deeply fulfilling. Right? Just like we talk about, say, like our propensity is to not die as spiritual entities. So you can see there's so much going on to avoid death. Why? Why? Because that's our natural state, our natural quality is to be eternal. And that's why even if we succeed to get pleasures that are temporary, which are a natural part of life, they're not intrinsically and in themselves going to really fulfill the self any more than a fish could possibly be fulfilled outside of water. Right? Even if we give the fish $10 million or like that, the fish belongs in water. It's our 30-minute format, the time of the show today, 1 o'clock to 1:30. We invite you to call into the Sofit Tov Radio Hour and get your coaching here, peanuts, popcorn, and your coaching right here on the Sofit Tov Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host on the Sofit Tov Radio Hour. Marie can't believe I said that. Okay. We invite you to join us, Sofit Tov Radio Hour. Also, visit the Sofit Tov website, that's www.sofittov.com. For those new to the Sofit Tov Institute, I'll spell it for you. Sofit Tov, S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E. .com, sofittov.com. Visit the library section. In the library section, you have links to past radio shows. We've got dozens of them now. Links to past radio shows, articles about practically applied transformative communication, articles, videos of television shows, where I'm speaking about principles of transformative communication, articles, videos, radio shows. Also, on the Sofitov website, you can get your copy of our book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. Also, you get to download your free copy of our CD, Seven Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. Also, on the Sofitov website, you can register to get our newsletter and to register for the Sofitov seminars. The next seminar I'll be conducting, this is David Wolf, your host of the Sofitov Radio Hour. The next seminar I'll be conducting will be March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. 3-day foundational seminar. And the next advanced seminar, also in North Florida, April 23rd to 28th. And we'll be coming to Alberta, Canada, Edmonton, Canada, when it's a bit warmer than now, we're expecting, in May. It's May 13th to 15th, May 13th to 15th, 3-day, 34-hour Sofitov Foundational Seminar in Edmonton, Canada. Thanks for joining us on the Sofitov Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host. We're speaking about intrinsic propensities of the individual, of the self, of the living entity, of human beings. When we say human beings, we're talking about the spirit soul encased in a material body. That's the entire being. So intrinsic propensities.
What about the intrinsic propensity to resist? Yeah, I see myself like... I'm resisting a lot of things that I feel like I should do or I have to do, and it's my duty and so much to do, and it seems that most of the people I see in coaching, they have that propensity very well also, very well grounded and ingrained inside them too.
The propensity to resist, to defy. Seems like sometimes it just will just naturally defy or go against, even if it doesn't make any sense. It's just what we react. That's our instinctive reaction. Yes.
Even sometimes we resist things that we know are good or that we know we want.
Okay. Yeah, well, that would be a self-sabotaging propensity. Self-sabotaging.
Yeah, we can call it self-sabotaging propensity. Yeah, resisting. Resisting reality sometimes. Resisting, like, yeah, today I want it sunny. It's not sunny in Florida, and I like it, but I'm happy it's warm. Resisting doing my exercise in the morning, resisting eating the food that I know is good for me, resisting in a form of what I should be doing, of what others should be, or how they should be, instead of being the way they are. So many resisting everywhere.
Thank you, Marie. We'll be glad to hear from our callers here on the Sofitov Radio Hour. What do you think about what Marie said about resisting? Well, seems to me there's certainly some healthy resisting. And that's, even these self-sabotaging propensities, at some level, we're thinking they're good for us. Maybe from a higher perspective, we can see they get in the way. They're actually stumbling blocks in our self-realization. But so it's like, we have this, that we're alive, this Satchitananda, we're eternal and we're alive, Lechaim, Chit Potency, Chaitanya. And so And so it's this idea that, let's say, something is threatening. Something is threatening us, whether it's physically or threatening our conception of who we are. So we want to resist that. It's a natural propensity to defend. Natural propensity to defend. Because I want to be alive. I don't want to die. Now, sometimes it might not be physical, but like, this is going to assault my ego. This is going to... Because maybe I know that this direction is really good and healthy for me. But if I go that direction, then I'm going to really need to take risks. And if I take risks and really get out there in life and courageously try things, I might fail. I might fail. And so instead of failing, what's worked for me to not be embarrassed like that is I haven't really tried hard things. And so, of course, by not trying, I don't really give myself a chance to win. There's no chance for winning there. But at least people don't see what a fail. Because I always have a good excuse. I always have a good excuse about why I didn't try. And that's just one example. So then if something threatens that, threatens my self-deceptions and these self-sabotaging patterns, then I might need to really put myself on the line, whether it's interpersonally or a new career or whatever it is. So my false ego is under attack. So that this resisting propensity, I think it's meant to protect us. And sometimes we can use that in a healthy, life-enriching way. Oftentimes, as you indicate, Marie, we use that in ways that are self-sabotaging, that even we know are self-sabotaging. But still, in the heat of the moment, our intelligence isn't engaged. And so just our fearful mind just grabs on to what's easy and comfortable, and that becomes a defeating pattern. And then maybe the next day or the next week or maybe when we're in a coaching session, we can realize, I did that again. I'm so foolish. I did that again. I resisted what would have been a healthy direction. I just closed up. I wanted to have that meaningful conversation, but I just went into my attack. And I went into my diverting the subject, and then I missed out on something that could have been fulfilling. It's like the thousandth time I've done it. But when I'm close to the situation, that sort of reptilian animal type brain just kind of took over and was in reactive mode. And so we were resisting and protecting ourselves in maybe in a way that was effective at some point 30 years ago, but not in this situation. We were not living consciously. So, yeah, to resist, to defend. And, you know, my understanding is to the extent that we cultivate conscious living, true spiritual self-realization, we actually rise above that need, that reactive need to defend. Because that's all based on fear.
Thank you, David. It was enlivening. And you know, I like the fact that you say easy and comfortable. What's wrong with easy and comfortable? You know, I'm looking at, okay, like, why not living life easy and comfortable? At the same time, inside of me, I know that when I go for the easy and comfortable, I'm lacking satisfaction and fulfillment. It seems that I cannot have it all.
Now, there's a saying, if we're willing only to do what's easy and comfortable, life will be hard. And if we're ready to do what's hard, life will be easy.
I don't know if I like that.
So you're not going to put that saying in your quote book? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
So that one's not making it into your top 10.
No, that one is not enlivening.
Yeah, okay. We could see that in any area. We could look at it. We could look at it in our, whether it's our eating habits or our communication habits. In our communication habits, it's relatively easy to just snap and react or tell people what to do. it's easy, but then it's hard. But then life is hard because we have very unsatisfying relationships and people aren't respecting us. We're not feeling understood. Whereas if we make more effort, we do what's hard, we first listen to show we understand what someone's saying. Before we express ourselves, we create an environment of win-win. We do the work to create understanding and empathy. Then life is easy in the sense of, wow, I have such fulfilling relationships naturally. What do we have, Marie?
We have a caller online. Caller, when you come online, please state your name and where you're calling from. Your IR code is 908. You are online now. Hello?
Hello, it's Marina again.
Hey, Marina, shalom to you.
I hope I'm not the only caller listening to this call because it's a great topic.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, wonderful. What's your thoughts and reflections, Marina?
Well, some of the things I was thinking about, I totally agree with the points you and Marie made, and some of the things I was thinking about is how, when I speak to people, when people just, you know, friends or coworkers or classmates ask me about, well, you know, I have no control over my eating, or I'm an emotional eater. You know, well, I've tried that diet and nothing seems to work, and you know, I don't know what to do anymore. And, well, it's just easier to have that Coke. I'm stressed out, so I just go for, you know, what's available. What can I have life? It's a stressful life. Now, that's exactly what I tell them is what you have been pointing out, that, you know, you can either choose the easy route, and that's always give in to your cravings, never deconstruct your cravings, never tune into your body what it really needs or wants. It may be that food is not what you really need. It may be that you're just unsatisfied with your life, and that's why you're having
Maybe we're really looking for affection or love or understanding or a more satisfying career, and because that's not there, and we're not recognizing it, so we go to the refrigerator.
And at Integrative Nutrition, what I learned is that those things that you mentioned are primary food. It's what feeds our soul, our spirit, our body, you know, not necessarily what helps us run, like oil in the car. But the oil in the car is the food that we ingest. And that's equally important, but we often forget that what's most important is what feeds us, you know, to be healthy on all levels, as opposed to let's just chew down that Chinese food or that pizza or that McDonald's burger because it's cheap and it's satisfying, you know, in a very empty kind of way, and it just makes me full for the moment. And when people ask me, well, you know, it's very easy for you to talk from this position of privilege. You know, you can afford to buy organic foods, which is becoming more expensive, and, you know, you have the time to make salads and cook and all this stuff. What about the people who are not so privileged and can't do that? And that's when I think it's all a matter of choice. And priorities. If you make it a priority and you choose to lead a healthy lifestyle, then you will, you know, be the person that is, you'll embody the qualities of the person who has a true commitment to a healthy lifestyle. And once you embody those qualities, you'll do the things people who are committed to that lifestyle do. And you'll have those things, so the be-do-have model.
Yeah, I appreciate your sharing, Marina. And, you know, whether it's about be-do-have or this principle of choice and personal accountability and priorities, these are such powerful, beautiful principles of personal realization, self-realization. And I guess my experience is whether someone's telling me about them or I'm telling someone else about them, oftentimes it's not effective. It doesn't land so deeply. And then what tends to be more effective, of course, sometimes I do explain and tell. What I find is, tends to be more effective is if I can use my energies and capacities and skills to create an environment where the people or the group, where they come to their own realizations about full personal responsibility, whether it's about their eating or their communication or their spiritual life, where they come to realizations about how they've been living have, do, be, rather than be, do, have. And I just know that that tends to be more powerful, to create that environment where they arrive and naturally embrace and own those realizations. Of course, we want to be able to explain these principles with fine distinctions. I just thought to share that point, and my experience tends to land deeper with people and with myself when we create an environment and they kind of come up with it themselves.
Yeah, well, that's why I want everyone to attend your seminars. Everyone I know, every family member, friend. Unfortunately, there's a lot of resistance. Most people.
There's
I know,
resistance. Okay. Yeah.
Very
resistant. Okay, I hear that, and I hear you're enthusiastic for them to attend. Maybe you have some frustration that they're not giving themselves this experience. And, of course, I know you're aware that you get to take a look about where you can go in yourself and in your way of relating to somehow support them to pierce through the resistance. And you get to, of course, we're each responsible when we're resistant, but you get to take responsibility to see, yeah, how might you be responsible for creating that resistance? How might you be responsible for creating inspiration for personal growth, perhaps through the Safatov vehicles? Thank you, Marie, and I really appreciate your participation in the Safatov Radio Hour. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, David.
You're listening to the Safatov Institute Radio Hour, your station for self-realization. If you've listened today, my hope is that you've got some self-awareness. You've got you at least got some stimulating thought. You got something to think about that's profound. Our aspirations are meager here, Marie, on the Safatov Radio Hour. All we're seeking is to create something profound at every moment. And if we're not doing that, then we're not satisfied. Safatov Radio Hour, again, the next foundational seminar, as we were speaking with Marina, she's eager for the people in her life to come to the Safatov Foundational and Advanced Seminars. Next Foundational Seminar, March 25th to 27th in North Florida. Then the Advanced Seminar, April 23rd to 28th in North Florida. Another Foundational Seminar, May 13th to 15th in Edmonton, Canada. And we'll be conducting Safatov 3, an Adventure in Safatov 3, an Adventure in Conscious Living in North Florida, from June 17th to 20th. June 17th to 20th, Safatov 3, an Adventure in Conscious Living. Safatov 3 is for graduates of the Advanced Seminar. Safatov 3 is for graduates of the Advanced Seminar. It's in North Florida. It's a fabulous experience for graduates of the Advanced Seminar, Safatov 3, an Adventure in Conscious Living, where you get to enter deeply and practically and profoundly, more deeply even than the Advanced Seminar, into the principles of self-realization and transformative communication. Safatov Institute, spiritually based personal and group transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. You've been listening to the Safatov Institute Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, your host. Thanks for joining us. And I welcome you to join us next week, February 9th, on the Safatov Radio Hour, your station for self-realization.